Jackie, obviously you spoke earlier, you were the first female commentator on Match of the Day. How did you find that when you first come to do it?
I found it quite an unpleasant experience, if I'm perfectly honest. It was an absolute honour to be asked to do it. It was an absolute honour to do it. But at the same time, the way it happened wasn't the way I'd have chosen to do it. I'd much, much rather have been able to do it in the way that everybody else got to, which was by being given a game, doing your prep, going along and doing it without anybody pointing a finger or a lens or waving a newspaper in your face or anything like that. But I understand that the fact that I was the first female to do it made it interesting to people, and certain comments that were made about it turned it into a news story. So yes, I have to be honest, it was very difficult to do it the first time, but on the plus side, I've had several opportunities since which I've been very grateful. I've been able to just get on with it and I've actually been able to enjoy it.
Everyone's always sort of had good things to say about you since you've done it. I mean, the criticism seems completely unwarranted.
Well, it's a subjective thing, isn't it? I mean, you think of the commentators that are household names. If you get a few of your mates and sit in a pub and say, who's your favourite commentator? You say, oh, I like so-and-so. And someone else will go, oh, no, he's rubbish. It's just the way it is, because it's so subjective. So there'll be some people who don't mind listening to me, and there'll be other people who can't stand me. But I understand that, because that's the way it works. And because I sound different, anything distinctive and different is more prone to criticism. So I fully understand that.
You've said you're a big Wolves fan. How do you think they'll do this season?
Well, I can't say that publicly. I never say it publicly. But we're amongst friends here. I think they've got a better squad than last season, definitely. I think Mick McCarthy's improved the squad. And it's just a case of playing for the full 94 minutes and not giving the ball away at key moments and turning the performances into points. I sound like a football manager now, but that's simply what it is. The performances in the last few games have been absolutely fantastic, and yet we've only got 3 points out of it. So next stop, Arsenal at home.
What part of your job do you enjoy the most?
I enjoy the fact that it would be easy to say getting paid to watch football for a living, but actually I really enjoy the people that I work with. When I say work with, they're not necessarily colleagues, they're not, because I don't often go into the office, for example, so they're people I see in press boxes. When I get to a press box, I never know who's going to be there, but I'm always pleasantly surprised, because they're always people I know, and I quite like that kind of social element of it. But I think it has to be getting paid to do a job you love. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It really is. And I've worked so hard to get to do it that I do feel really privileged. And I remind myself every day, even the bad times, even when my back hurts and my knee hurts and I'm carrying all this kit, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm knackered and I'm caught in the rain and what time am I going to get home tonight, and I've got to be up early tomorrow. I still feel privileged to do it.
Do you fancy, you know, would you like to maybe one day host Football Focus or Match of the Day 2 or anything like that?
I think one day that those sort of things would be great to do. It's not something I'm focusing on at the moment, but I love interviewing football people. So any opportunities you get to do that, whether it's for a programme like Football Focus or ultimately having a go at it yourself, then, of course, that would be great, but that's not something I'm specifically working towards.
Final question. Obviously, you work with a lot of sort of football experts, the likes of Gary Lineker. Over the summer, there was Robbie Savage. Do you think people like that are maybe limiting your chances when it comes to journalism, or are they there for something to...?
No, I know that some people don't like the proliferation of footballers asking questions and interviewing people, but I think there is a place for that, because if you watch Football Focus, for example, and you see someone like Martin Keown go and interview Ashley Cole, I think that's where it's a great idea, because someone like Ashley Cole will trust Martin Keown and will open up to him more than, say, somebody like me who he's never seen before. So I think there's definitely a place for it. I know some people get a bit frustrated, especially with fewer jobs in journalism, but the point is, it's the bosses who make the decisions, and it's up to the journalists to be more interesting, perhaps, to get asked to do those things instead. But I think we could all work alongside each other.